What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 444th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. I don't think there's a joke with 444 like there is with like 777 or 666. I'm your host,
SP. Is there a joke with 777?
You've misunderstood what the meaning of the word joke is.
I mean, not a good joke if that's...
Jokes, memes, references, maybe, is what I was looking for. Greg is here on the 444th episode of this. 444.
You know, the great number 444 as written in the thing.
Matt, how many trainers in Sword and Shield did their trainer ideas 444?
50? I don't know.
That's like a triple unlucky number.
Out of the 16 million copies sold, only 50 selected 444.
Yeah, because 4 is not fortune number. That's a bad number.
According to the internet, 444 is the number of protection and encouragement.
It depends on what culture you're in, I suppose.
Sure.
Will is here.
Please, everyone, buckle into your chairs.
Oh,
I
boy.
Have two, one small announcement, one large announcement to make. So prepare yourself. Here we go. Number one, we received a complaint that there's not enough swearing on this program. So, forsooth, there, I have sworn.
Oh, zounds.
Zounds.
Zounds! How doth thee?
Odds Bodkin.
Odd Bodkins. Star. Oh, my stars.
Second,
and garters.
And this is much more important.
Who
we
actually
have
complained?
It's somebody in the Slack.
Was it a one-star review?
Possibly.
One-star. No swears.
Wait. We have a national crisis on our hands, and I need anyone within the hearing sound of my voice to respond. At your local supermarket, there is currently a product called Mountain Dew Major Melon. Get this off the shelves, and I don't mean by buying it. It is horrible. It is horrible.
I bought
a 12-pack. I've drunk one, and I like regret everything that in my life that has led up to this moment. It is, oh my, there's no redeeming this awful excuse for a soda.
Well.
Yeah, what?
What about the packaging made you think I want to buy this?
The
packaging looks like chaos. Just know it's going to be chaos in your mouth.
I was hungry. I was
Please
not
don't
thinking
say that
clearly.
Sentence again.
I normally get Diet Pepsi, and I was like, I need a week off from Diet Pepsi, but I need a caffeinated soda. I know Mountain Dew has the most caffeine of any soda, but I don't like regular Mountain Dew flavor. I was like, let me try. Not only have they branded this Major Melon in regular sugar full, you can get Major Melon zero sugar. I was like, this is a calling out to me. I don't want Dr. Pepper. No. And yet.
I mean, Dr. Pepper is the greatest drink. So I don't know why you even said that.
No, Mr. Pibb is the greatest drink. True. I would have been better served to buy caffeine pills and crush them into my bubbly. It would have been the wiser choice.
Isn't there a caffeinated water?
Yeah, it's called Water Joe.
It's no good. It's not good.
Okay.
It's very bitter. It's very bitter.
You can definitely taste the after the caffeine, whatever they add to it.
Yeah, that's the bitterness.
The aftertaste? Did you also purchase this Mountain Dew Super Melon Wartime Bang Bang?
Believe I did.
Greg, I suspect you purchased this as well because you know that the packaging features a watermelon with an army helmet on it.
Okay, well, one, I had to look it up on the internet because I didn't believe you were actually talking about a real thing. Two, I've never seen this. I haven't.
It just came out like 2 weeks ago.
Well, look at me, early adopter. Spoiler, Major Melon is a new Pokemon in the next game.
And then I looked at the packaging and literally said, nothing about this is selling me on this product.
You don't
nothing.
Ride skateboards. Okay, this appeals to the skateboard.
Oh, is this your radical skateboarding nature, the rebel?
Yes.
The wild man.
Of watermelons with sharp teeth and tongue sticking out. Who came up with this? Steve, what is your review of Mountain Dew Major Melon?
It's pretty mediocre. I finished the 12 pack.
It's pretty disgusting.
It's better. Oh, here's my review. It's better than regular Mountain Dew. But that's a low bar, because I think regular Mountain Dew is pretty not great.
It's just bland citrus. Not great about Mountain Dew? It's just literally slightly citrus and mostly caffeine.
This is bland watermelon.
I mean, yeah. I'm not into that because I just bought my whole thing of watermelon bubbly, which was on sale, which we know I love.
I am into anything that has new on it, though. Like, if I walk down the candy aisle and it says new on the packaging, I'm in. You got me. So,
new,
like,
Pokemon Snap?
Why are you such a fool? Why are you a marketer's absolute dream customer? I don't get it. You have been alive for many, many years. And you are like, in a world that there's no world of sevens. Like, you pretend you are the most sophisticated buyer, and yet somebody just has slaps new on something. You're like, I'm in. And if they said new and rare, you would buy 50 of them.
No, I just
like
trying.
This is 100% a lie, because if there was a package that said new lettuce, no, he'd still walk on by that.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not touching no wet paper.
This is why I have an appreciation for Burger King. Because they always have new things on their menu, and I'm the guy that's like, yeah, I want to try that. Burger taco? Sign me up.
Except you don't want to try. Like, you want new things in your safe zone.
Yeah, yes,
because 100%. Because your zone is so small.
Correct.
You don't explore out that you're like, well, it's new, but also slightly in my safe zone. I guess this is my major New Year's resolution. I'm going to try a slightly different flavor of Mountain Dew and call it exploring.
Yeah. 1,000,000% correct. It's like, oh, new Sour Patch Kids? I like Sour Patch Kids. I am definitely willing to try a slightly new version of this candy that I am confident I like.
What can they even do to make Sour Patch Kids new?
Oh, new flavors. You know.
I don't know, but I will hustle for a Sour Patch Kid sponsorship on this show.
I mean, it's possible. Like, what do we need to do?
Probably let them know we're interested.
I mean, how many more flavors can they come up with for Sour Patch Kids?
They could go even more sour.
Yeah, but, I mean, more sour isn't new. It's just improved. Which is also a phrase that makes me question humanity. New and improved. Which is it? It can't be new if you've improved on something, because that thing existed before and you're improving on it.
Speaking of new, we have information and a release date for a new Pokemon Snap, which I will die on this hill that's a bad name.
It is a terrible name.
But we will get to that in the later half of the show. We need to get through our financials first.
Oh, here we go. Are we in the red or are we in the black?
I still don't know which one is good. The red is good, right?
Incorrect.
Incorrect. This is why you don't do my taxes.
Okay. Let's start off with some Pokemon Go news. We have three different Pokemon Go things that all apply to money, but in very different ways. One is a lawsuit that Niantic wins. One is somebody being fined for playing Pokemon Go. And the last is how much money Pokemon Go has made in 2020. There's a lot here. You don't play Pokemon Go. I feel like the three articles here are still very worth listening to. I think let's start with arrest. Not an arrest. It's a fine. This is off BBC News. This is from our Attic channel. Who in Europe sent me this? Stuart. Of course it was Stuart. Okay, Stuart sent this in.
Of course it was Stuart.
Of course it was Stuart.
COVID-19 off BBC. COVID-19 Bedworth Pokemon. Where is Bedworth?
I've never even heard of that. It must be in the UK somewhere.
Bedworth Pokemon player fined for lockdown breach. A man was fined for breaking lockdown rules after traveling 14 miles to play Pokemon Go. He admitted to Warwickshire. The UK isn't a real place. Who? What is Warwickshire?
It is a place where they make wicker baskets and war in hills. Warwickshire.
This is like a place from The Hobbit.
Well, yeah.
As is the majority of the UK, correct.
Yeah, like, that's what they do. Bedworth is north of Coventry, south of Newington.
Man admitted to Warwickshire police that he is driven from his home in Bedworth to look for characters, I think, Pokemon, in Kenilworth. He was fined 200 L with a line through it.
Pounds.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was pounds or euros. For, quote...
Why would a euro be an L?
A euro is an E. EU.
It's a weird country over there.
I mean, it's multiple weird countries, but we aren't going to get into that.
He was fined 200 pounds. What is that in US dollars?
It's probably like 250.
Okay.
$271.
Okay. There you go.
He was fined for Greg knew instantly I was going to ask what the conversion was. He was ready for
what
it.
What do you think I'm on this show for?
He was fined. We can't get to this article because Europe is too weird.
Yes. Okay. Next article.
200.
The truest thing ever said. We can't get through this because Europe is too weird.
Exactly. Have you seen Eurovision?
Oh, no. Worse than that. Somebody, like, brought up Crazy Frog to me, and I had to watch the Crazy Frog videos. Only Europe could have produced Crazy Frog. Okay?
He was fined 270 pounds for, quote, contraving the requirement to not leave or be outside the place they live without a reasonable excuse, end quote. This is the police spokeswoman said, Everyone has a part to play in ensuring they slow the spread of the virus. We would like to remind people they must not leave or be outside their home unless they have a reasonable excuse. That was a three sentence article that took us about 20 minutes to get through.
Can you spell contraving to me? Because that's not a word in English.
Contraving? Contraveining.
Contravening. Contravening. You left out a whole syllable there.
It's okay. I don't know what that word means either.
It means like the going against. Going against the rules.
BBC could have just said that.
They did.
I mean, it was hard because it was 50-50 that it was contravening or contriving.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had to get clarification.
Okay.
I actually had to look up the article.
We made it through that one.
We did?
Yeah.
I mean, there's more to the article. I got a whole bunch going on.
I think we're good with the article now.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing interesting in there, except like they actually quote a quote-unquote commenter on Reddit saying, it's still exercise?
Is exercise allowed in the UK lockdown right now?
No,
Because I understood they were like, don't leave your house unless you're going to get some food or necessary supplies. Otherwise, don't even walk out your front door, buddy.
This is off Polygon.com. Pokemon Go creator, aka Niantic, but you gotta get that SEO in your article title. Pokemon Go creator wins a $5 million settlement from hack creators. A cheat maker creating hacks for Pokemon Go, Ingress, and Harry Potter Wizards Unite has agreed to a $5 million settlement following a lawsuit filed by creator Niantic in 2019. The final judgment on the case, which also granted Niantic a permanent injunction, was filed in California. Of course, it was California. District Court on Tuesday. First reported by Torrent Freak, The hacking group called Global++ created infringing programs, Go++, Potter++, Ingress++, each of which were hacked versions of the Relatively games using Niantic's game code. Using Niantic's code, Global++ Plus's apps were tweaked versions of Niantic's games, allowing players the ability to spoof their GPS and use auto-walk functions, among other features. As part of the lawsuit, Global++ Plus faced charges including copyright infringement and violation of Computer Fraud and the Abuse Act. The cheaters were found to have accessed and copied Niantic's map data and have been financially benefiting from its actions, selling access to its programs, which allowed players to cheat the system. As part of the settlement, Global++ Plus has agreed to pay $5 million in damages. It will also stop making these hacks, selling using Niantic's code, and won't interfere with Niantic's mobile games or servers again. Niantic has been involved in a couple lawsuits over the past few years, including a 2019 settlement involving Pokemon Go and angry homeowners. Good old Lake Park, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yep.
It all comes back. Milwaukee lost that lawsuit, by the way.
Of course they did.
The year prior, Niantic settled a class action lawsuit and agreed to pay attendees of the Chicago Pokemon Go Festival their share of a $1.5 million settlement. You know, I'm curious. They said they agree to the settlement for $5 million. They're going to stop selling and making these apps. But I would assume that Global++ Plus probably is okay. $5 million is probably a huge hit, but they probably made their money over the years.
Well, how many years have they been in business?
I think they started with Ingress.
Oh, well, yeah. And people are just so comfortable cheating at Pokemon Go that no surprise.
Okay, last article here, at least regarding Pokemon Go and money.
And money.
This is off GoNintendo.com. Pokemon Go pulls in $1.92 billion in revenue for 2020. Last time we heard about Pokemon Go's revenue was on December 15th of last year. At the time, we heard the game pulled in roughly $1.2 billion. Now, final numbers have been crunched, and the final total for 2020 is considerably higher, according to Super Data. Niantic and Pokemon Company had a fantastic year. Pokemon Go pulled in $1.92 billion in revenue when the year closed out. It is unclear if the earlier reporting was a bit off, but the game saw a huge boost the last couple weeks of 2020. Either way, all parties involved must be happy with how impressive the game continues to be.
That's a lot of money.
This has immediately made me open up my Robinhood so I can see how much is Niantic trading for today. Why can't I find Niantic? Does Niantic not trade on the stock exchange?
I don't think so.
Are they keeping that $1.1 billion to themselves and not share it with me, an investor?
I would assume they would be sharing with good old Pokemon Company first and foremost.
This is sus. It says buy or sell Niantic stock pre-IPO via an equity Zen fund. That doesn't make sense.
So the last thing I find was back in 2019. They have no plans to go for a public stock at that point.
So they're just...
Yeah, they're just sitting on it.
Because I had a few shares of Nintendo, and that stuff just dropped faster than my smile if you handed me a plate of lima beans. I tell you, it was no good. FYI, I don't like lima beans. Please don't ever offer me lima beans.
Oh, well, I'm going to put away my lima bean casserole I was bringing you today.
Thank you. Please. If you want to end our friendship with no discussion, debate, just a very brief transaction, just hand me some. There is no such food as lima bean casserole. You make it up, give it to me, and it's over. That is the symbol of friendship's end right there.
I'm looking at three different lima bean casseroles right now. Oh,
only the Midwest could come up with such an atrocity.
Incorrect. This is from the South.
Yeah, the South is like the Midwest.
Of the South.
Yes.
All right, last bit of Pokemon Go news is actual Pokemon Go news.
Yeah.
So before we get to Hoenn Week, Mm-hmm. Which I'm sure Greg's very excited about.
I'm very excited about. I won't do the medal, but I'm excited about
it. Oh, my goodness. Did you guys finish your Sinnoh medal?
Heck not even close. No.
Not even close.
What do you mean not even close? It's like catch four Pokemon.
It is not catch four Pokemon. Two of them were Shadow.
Yeah?
And I didn't get those balloons.
That's fair.
At all.
I got one of the balloons.
I got a bunch of Jesse and James. I'm like, that doesn't help.
Will, no medal for you?
Oh, of course not.
I will say that I was surprised that my Chimchar catch was shiny.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
But let's see what I have left. Hold on. I got to pull up my Pokemon Go.
While you're doing that, let me re-explain the only way that I play Pokemon Go. If I have not, like, physically in presence with one of you two folks, mm-hmm. is exchanging pleasant gifts with my many, many Pokemon Go playing friends and putting on cute little stickers, mostly the Torchic one because I'm extra lazy and that's the first one in the list. But I do have a new issue. They have added a sticker mm-hmm. that looks, as best as I can translate, it looks like a very depressed, fluffy, white cloud lying on its side.
The Alolan Vulpix is the greatest sticker.
That Vulpix has sharp features, alertness. This is no Vulpix.
It's fluffy.
No. That's inappropriate.
I don't think I know what sticker you're talking about.
Thank you for making me look at that. It looks like a sad cat cloud.
It's
Who
so
designed
cute.
This thing?
Are you talking about the chubby Alolan Vulpix?
Okay, a Vulpix is never chubby. Vulpix is like,
this one's
I think
awesome.
Aquiline is the word. No, it's
it
awful.
Is so cute. It's really cute.
Dumb. Pokemon. It's like Sanrio. It's like Gudetama. Why?
I do like Drunk Pikachu as well.
Which one's Drunk Pikachu?
It's the one next to the buy sticker.
The which you still have buy.
Oh, yeah,
my buy is gone.
I still have buy. Weird. Oh, the,
I will say
the hunt
I am
continues.
A big fan of the Pikachu and Eevee drinking out of the
yes,
Ditto coffee cup.
I do like that.
The same
one.
Makes me art think style of, as the Vulpix.
But the Vulpix is look. It's just wrong. Okay? It's just it is certifiably.
Can we change our messages icon to the Vulpix?
If you do, I will leave and you will never hear from me ever again.
So lima bean casserole and fluffy cute Vulpix sticker. These are the lines.
Fluffy cute Vulpix sticker floating in the lime bean casserole.
Yeah, that's what we need. Somebody art that up for Will.
I mean, this is like looking at the stickers that Greg sent. It's like we've got some winners here. We've got a Magikarp.
Oh, there are a lot of good ones.
Jump, the Magikarp Jump, fantastic. The little thank you Torchic, which is the one that I use the most, great. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well done. The Eevee and Pikachu drinking out of the Ditto coffee cup, that makes me think of Chris every single time I see it. But that Vulpix is just bad. It's just bad.
It's like, so good.
It's
so
almost
cute.
Like it's almost like one of those like visual. I don't remember what you call it, but it's like if you tilt your phone sideways one way, it looks like it could be like a. It looks like it could be Totoro with like swirly eyes, and then if you look at it the other way, if you tilt your phone the other way, then it looks just like a cat with some whipped cream. On its head? Maybe? This is no Vulpix. No. No.
Trainers.
Even my cat disagrees.
We are excited to announce the Hoenn. That Hoenn will be the next region in our celebration.
In the countdown?
From Tuesday, January 19th through Sunday, January 24th. Treecko, Torchic, Mudkip, Talo, Loudred, Nosepass, Aeron, Meditite, Roselia, Carvana, Numel, Baltoy and more will be appearing in the wild. If you're lucky, you may encounter a shiny Aeron, which has been shiny for 2 years.
I mean, you still have to be lucky to encounter it.
It's true. Yeah. Very true. The following Pokemon will be hatching from 5K eggs. Skitty.
It's also pronounced Numel, not Numel. Thank you.
I think you're right. Skitty, Aeron, Corphish, Lileep, Anorith, Bagon, Beldum.
I can't believe Greg has the 3DS voice perfected. Perfected.
Enjoy event exclusive research that leads to Stardust and leads to encounters like of wild Pokemon such as Treecko, Torchic, Mudkip, Aeron, Plusle, Minun, and Whelmer. The following Pokemon will be in raids. Treecko, Torchic, Mudkip, Ralts, Aeron, and Bagon appearing in one-star raids. And then Breloom, Mawile, Grumpig, Spinda, which is actually exciting, and Absol in three-star raids. I guess we don't know. Maybe data miners know. I didn't look at the data mine for this. I don't know. We don't know if this is like an exclusive Spinda, if there's all the Spinda designs. I think there's, what, eight of them? It doesn't
say
here.
Maybe it's the Valentine's Day one coming back.
It could be the Valentine's Day one. Gives you a reason to do three stars, though. I don't think... I'd be curious to ever look at the back end of Niantic of, like, how many people did a Groudon or how many people did, like, Genesect, and then, like, how many people did the three-star Grumpig raid?
Like 50. The same amount who picked 444.
Kyogre and Groudon will be returning in five-star raids. Complete the Hoenn-themed collection challenge during the events by collecting Treecko, Torchic, Mudkip, Nincada, or is it Nincada?
Nincada!
Nosepass, Aeron, Plusle, Minun, and Bagon to receive 3 Silver Pinaps XP and an Incense. Evolve Metang, the evolution of Beldum, during the event to get a Metagross that knows the previous community move Meteor Mash. Event exclusive time research will be available. Catch 2 Kyogres to earn 10 Kyogre candy. Catch 2 Groudons to earn 10 Groudon candy. Catch 30 Pokemon to earn 30 Pokeballs. Complete all the research tasks to encounter a Rayquaza that knows the exclusive charge attack Hurricane, as well as 3,000 XP and a silver pinup. If you're lucky, you may encounter a shiny Rayquaza. A free bundle featuring 3 remote raid passes will help you catch Kyogre and Groudon, and it will be available in the game shop between Tuesday to Monday. And then Johto will be the following week. Nothing too exciting there, I guess.
I mean, right. I'm into it because it's Hoenn, but I will probably spend as much time doing this as it did the others, which is not. But they did announce the greatest community day ever. Very excited.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're excited.
Everybody should be excited. It is the best community day. And anybody who says differently has heard from me on Twitter, because I actively sought out people on Twitter who were complaining about it and posting, I think this is wonderful, it's a great Pokemon, as a jerk test to see how they responded.
Well, I would argue that it's a wonderful community day because I will have so much fun enjoying it with you, Greg.
Yeah.
Because I know you'll be happy and I will just be able to share in that moment with you.
I may even do a test run of downtown Minneapolis on this particular day and actually go out because I want to catch as many Rosalia as I possibly can. I might even buy extra storage.
I saw somebody tweet that like this is the 8th community day in a row or something that's like a repeat, like of Pokemon that are not new shinies, I think, or something of the sort. Because like Machop's already been shiny.
Oh, I can't believe Niantic is shorting us by not giving us a new shiny with this community day. How dare they? I am done with this game.
But I guess my argument would be like, one, not everyone played 2 to 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Two, why would you not save the good community days until after the pandemic is over?
This is a good community day.
Well, sure.
This is arguably the best community day they have done since the start of Pokemon Go.
I don't.
Even better than the one where they revealed Meltan accidentally.
It wasn't an accident.
Yeah. I mean, that thing's ugly.
Look,
so
I'm just
sure.
Playing into the hole.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, there's going to be
it's
a
great.
Point where these events are going to repeat themselves. And they're just repeating themselves during a time where it's hard to get outside. So
we're at the point where they're repeating themselves. We were at the point 2 years ago when they repeated them before. Like, they do catch-up days all the time. They do catch-up months all of December.
I'm not a big ketchup fan. I prefer mustard or barbecue sauce.
Oh, I hate ketchup. So
on ketchup day, I just stay home.
I mean, but two exclusive moves, Bullet Seed and Weatherball Fire. Look at the great things. Plus, the best shiny in the game.
Is Weatherball Fire a real move?
So Weatherball changes according to the weather that's on the field in the regular games. So apparently they are giving it a set type in Go. So they're saying Weatherball will always do fire and not change according to the weather. Which is kind of weird since they introduced seasons and they had weather forever, but whatever.
Look, they're trying desperately to have all the balance as possible for their GBL.
I am going to be taking many snapshots for my surprises during this. I don't know what the surprises are. I'm sure it's just more Rosalia in your picture, but I'm into that.
I'm sure it is.
This is the great. I've never been more excited. I was out. I had burned out in December trying to get to 40. I was done with this game, and they brought me back in.
They know finally, how to pull your trigger. I mean, they know.
They finally did the right thing.
Very clear, Niantic's listening to the show. We complained about 3-star raids. They were like, Spinda's here to save
Spinda's
the day.
Here.
They went on Greg's journey of 40, and they were like, we need to win Greg back.
We need to pull him back in somehow. Get him. Make it possible that he can have 20 shiny Rosalia at the end of the day. Because I will, unlike most days, like I did the Machop one for 2 hours and I got 10. I will be out hoofing it, trying to get that 200 catch for the thing
you're playing, or whatever that is. All 6 hours?
Yeah, man, I'm getting everything. I say that I won't last 6 hours. I will not.
Well, I have 11 cans of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar Major Melon, Greg. Right. I know how you respond to caffeine, so you're just going to keep downing them.
I need to bring you your thing, your Christmas item.
Yes, I understand.
So
yes.
I'll swaps. I will take some of Major Melon off your hands.
You'll be awake for days.
Steve could attest to my lack of drinking caffeine and sleeping. He witnessed that miracle.
I have had 3 hours of sleep over the past 2 days, and look at how awake I am right now off one can of Mountain Dew. Why is it not Diet Mountain Dew? The words. Mountain Dew Zero Sugar Major Melon. Ugh. Mountain Dew Zero Sugar Major Melon.
Okay.
I'm into it.
They're not sponsoring the show. We can't stop giving them airtime.
Maybe they're not sponsoring you.
Yet. Oh, yeah, true. But we do need to do our disclosure at some point.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Pokemon 25th anniversary and Pokemon Snap.
And the fact that I still cannot figure out what dress Katy Perry is actually wearing. I cannot understand this picture.
Hey, short and sweet this week. If you are enjoying It's Super Effective and you want to go an extra level to support, you can head over to patreon.com/pkmncast, or you can just head over to isc.cash, and for $2 a month, you can support our podcast that we do every single week, and you can now because Patreon lets you sign up for an entire year, and that only comes to like $20, and that puts money in our pocket and puts Pokemon on the table for us to eat. That doesn't work. Anyways, you can head over to patreon.com/pkmncast if you would like to support the show. And that's it. I hope you enjoy the rest of this podcast. Thank you for listening. And we are back from our break. It was, it currently is, I suppose, as of recording, but when this podcast comes out, it was Players Cup 3 this weekend.
Bow, bow, bow.
Greg and Will, how'd you do?
I did great. I went 0-0.
Oh, 100%.
Held my record strong. I didn't give anything away. It was great.
I thought this meant that I was just supposed to have coffee out of my Playa coffee cup. That was my Playa's cup.
You're not wrong.
Well,
how did you do, Steve? I watched some of it.
Not as good as I wanted. I don't think I qualified, unfortunately. I ended at 16-11 score.
Wait, you don't think you qualified, or you know you didn't qualify?
I know I didn't two qualify.
Okay. The qualified people came to you and said, no, not this
no,
time.
No, they did not come to me and say, you did not qualify, but I did my 45 matches. You can't do more. Only allowed 45. Had a ranking of 16-11. You start at 1,500. And then in order to qualify, you probably need to be closer to 1,650, which I believe I was 1,648 last time for Players Cup 2. And I was 1,000th in the world. I think 1,011th place when I ended, which means, I mean, there's still people participating now, so that number could go up or could go down. But since they're taking the top 800 players-ish, 256 from North America, 256 from South America, 128 Oceania, and then 256 Europe. Pretty sure I'm out of that barrier. Unless for some reason 500 Japanese players qualify or like top cut it or placed high because Japan can play, but they can't qualify.
I was just going to say, what if there was a whole bunch of disqualifications because of cheating?
Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone cheated.
Oh, really?
Not that I know of. I won 27 matches. I lost 18. I did the math. If I would have not lost, what's the right words? If I would have won 29 and lost 16, so two losses mattered, because normally you get like you either lose anywhere between like 10 to 20 points per win or loss. So if I got the lowest amount of points per win, and those weren't losses, I would have saved 20 points and gained 20 points, which would have put me at 1650. I thought my first day on stream went really well, and then I played Saturday night, and I should have probably taken more breaks in between matches.
Well, I know it's hard when you're so excited.
Yeah, it's like a nerve thing too. And I had the same nerve thing at like, you know, when we played in-game tournaments, Will, where you're just like, I just want the match to start, instead of just like sitting there waiting.
I mean, I enjoyed sitting there waiting, quietly meditating on the pleasure that it is to be alive.
I had a good time. I think I performed pretty okay. I don't know. I guess I can't say. I'm sure they'll do a Players Cup 4. I don't see why they wouldn't. Seems to be...
Oh, I mean... Seems to they probably
be,
will.
Yeah, seems to be doing really well for them.
You were a whole bucket of emotions watching when I was watching.
Good emotions or bad emotions?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if I know anything from history, you just get too tied up in the whole thing.
When you were winning, you were at the highest highs, and then I could always tell your silent rage when things are going bad. Because you get that death look in your eyes, that dead seriousness of, turn this around.
I'm not a player that likes to do hard reads, where it's like, you know, they have a Rillaboom in front of me, and and I have a Blastoise out, so like there's no reason for them to switch because they have like the obvious advantage there. So my best move is to like Hailstorm into the Rillaboom. But I could be like, well, I think they're going to switch to Incineroar, which would not take damage from the Hailstorm, but also you don't bring an Incineroar out in front of a Gigantamax Blastoise. And I think
that's... maybe you don't.
Yeah. You're not playing seven chess.
Like, Rillaboom still survives the Hailstorm. There were a lot of... Saturday night, there were... Like, every opponent I played just felt like they were just doing hard reads left and right. And it did get them the wins. I play more safe, but in a best of one, sometimes you just need one or two hard reads to get the momentum because you don't have a way to... It's not like I'm going to rematch them, right? It's not like a best out of three where like it's like, okay, now I know that this Pokemon has a life orb where I didn't know that before. So,
but overall, you enjoyed your experience, yeah?
Yeah. I wish I had more time with the team. I played like a Salamence Porygon team on stream for like the last 2 months, and that was like making changes to the Pokemon. It was pretty much the same team for 2 months, and then last minute I decided to change the team, so I only had... Gwil knows this, where we would change decks the night before a tournament.
That's the biggest mistake you can make, buddy.
No, I think changing the team was the correct decision. I like the team more. I had fun playing the team, but I switched to a Blastoise Dragapult team like 2 days before, and I only had 2 days to practice, but I think I did pretty okay with it. Just bummed that I didn't qualify, but that's okay. They'll be next time. One less thing to put on my LinkedIn profile.
And I've been checking. I'll have you know.
All right, let's start with the 25th anniversary stuff. The 25th anniversary for Pokemon takes place in February, but they are kicking it off early here. So this is their press release that came out just a couple days ago. Pokemon celebrates 25 years with a massive music program and activations across the franchise. Katy Perry headlines P25 Music, a year of surprise music events and superstar collaborations. With the Pokemon Company International officially launches the celebrations for the landmark 25th anniversary. As an iconic video game and entertainment franchise beloved by millions of fans all ages around the world, Pokemon is bringing people together ever since 1996. In 2021, Pokemon continues that tradition by aligning with other universal unifying forces, music. Headlined by pop icon Katy Perry, the star-studded program created in partnership with Universal Music Group, the world leader in music entertainment. It should be the world leader in scamming artists out of their money, but okay.
Dang.
Accompanies fan-focused activations by celebrating 25 years of Pokemon across the franchise's portfolio of video games, mobile apps, animation, merchandise, and more. To help fans kick off the celebration, a live-action video uniquely highlighting moments of the brand's 25th history and a journey through the Pokemon's world's many regions can be viewed at the beginning today on the channel. Pokemon is working with some of the biggest names in music, from rising stars to award-winning global superstars, for its program titled P25 Music. Pop icon Katy Perry was revealed today as the premier collaborator in the massive year-long music campaign. So is this like, instead of us getting like a year of mythical or like a year of legendary, we're just going to get like one new song a month?
No, yep. I don't think that this is an instead. This is just one of the many features that they will be providing us.
It's a puzzle, so you have to decode the code in every song that so you can actually put that into your Switch, and then it will unlock something. But if you don't listen and buy the song and then figure out the code, you won't get it.
No one buys songs anymore.
Excuse?
What? They just have their Apple Music or Spotify or...
If
what's that other
you
one?
title. I believe there's one Nick Burgess out there that has received cash from me at least twice in the past 5 years.
I buy from artists because streaming services don't really pay them, and if I really like it, I will pay them the money they deserve for the product that they made. So I will buy it. Even though I may listen to it on Spotify, I will buy their music from them the most direct way that I can. Because if I'm really enjoying it, they should get paid, and they should get paid fairly. This is the basis of a lawsuit happening right now against you.
Don't music artists get like a dollar from like a $10? No. Like, they don't. This is the whole point of UMG. Like,
what is UMG?
Universal Music Group.
Oh, whatever. I don't know what you're talking about with that thing. The whole issue, what it boils down to, dollars to donuts. Streaming, they get like a tenth of a penny per stream, versus if you buy the music, then they get like at least 10% of the cost.
Yeah, they get like 10 pennies instead of 1 penny.
Ten pennies is still better than 1 penny. Exactly. That's how math works.
10 times more. And I'm giving them that on top of the money from streaming.
The only people who wins here are UMG.
Universal Music Group.
Yes. Okay. Katy Perry has a quote here. Pokemon has been a constant in my life, from playing the original video games on my Game Boy to trading Pokemon TCG cards at lunch to the adventures of catching Pokemon on the streets in Pokemon Go. I've even visited the Pokemon Cafe in Japan while on tour. It was an honor to be chosen to help celebrate a franchise that has given me much joy in the last 25 years, and to be able to watch it all evolve in the ways it has provided a kind of electric joy for kids in my life and around the world, said Katy Perry.
So one thing I'm happy to kind of get a clarification on is I was concerned that like Katy Perry was the only musical component of this whole thing, and to find out that there will be other artists featured. I mean, I do enjoy the occasional Katy Perry, although, you know, problematic in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just to know that other artists will also be featured, that makes me happy.
I'm not in the music scene like you
ever.
Two are.
Yeah, you don't like music.
But yeah, I hate everything that brings joy.
I mean, yep. He bought that Lord album 7 years ago or eight
what?
Years ago.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah, I saw it on his record player time.
I do have a record player. I do have I do have records of music, one being...
Are you a vinyl hipster?
At one point in my life... Look, I wore a chain wallet at one point in my life. Of
this
course
is very
I have
true.
A record player. I shopped at Urban Outfitters.
You know, every once in a while, I forget how basic you are, and then
conversation
door.
Earlier, not describe, like, paint that picture clearly.
I mean, I try to think that I've made better choices with my friends in my life, and you're here to prove me wrong.
I literally had the memory this morning. I was like walking. I had just gone to Target, and I was walking to the elevator from my car, and literally the thought came through my head of, I remember when Steve used to only wear Supras. It's like that was the only shoes that he would buy was Supras.
As a music person, yes.
As an owner of Katy Perry Teenage Dream on vinyl. Okay, this is actually my point. If they're saying Katy Perry is headlining, that means mm-hmm. no artist bigger than Katy Perry can be on whatever they're doing this year.
That's open to interpretation. They may be saying headlining just because she's the first featured artist.
Okay.
While other ones will be coming later, but like she's the headliner because she's first. Not because she's greatest and most powerful.
Okay.
Although she's the greatest and
most
powerful. Katy
headlining
Perry.
Generally means they are the main act, but that doesn't mean like that somebody that you would consider more famous than her won't also be included. It's just that she's the main focus of what they're doing. And she may have had a big role in selecting the artists that were a part of this collaboration.
But if it's UMG, Universal Music Group.
If. Remember, we are talking international, not Universal.
No, but it says Pokemon is working with UMG specifically. So does that mean the other artists have to be also signed to UMG like Katy Perry is?
Probably.
Most likely, yes.
Yeah.
So we're not going to see any BTS.
No, unless they do something like you can sign agreements to out, but probably not because they don't want to pay that money. But, you know, there could be a Taylor Swift, a Lady Gaga on there.
I'm assuming those are UMG.
Yeah. A Mariah Carey could be on there.
Ooh.
Do you think they bring back...
All I want for Christmas is Pokemon.
Do you think they bring back M2M? Was M2M on UMG?
I've never even heard of this group.
What? M2M did the Mewtwo movie song.
Well, weren't they Norwegian? Were
they? Yeah, I think they were from somewhere in Europe.
Oh, they were EMI and what was the other one? EMI and Atlantic. So I don't think so. No.
Colin Palmer, vice president of marketing at Pokemon Company International, says, in Katy Perry, we see a kindred spirit to Pokemon whose world is bright, fun, and uplifting. Katy Perry is a wonderful ambassador to help us celebrate 25 years of Pokemon, and we can't wait for music fans everywhere to experience the collaborations we have planned. And then LJ Gurez, general manager of UMG. Ooh.
According to, just as a breaking news, I'm looking on Wikipedia, and I do not know how accurate this is, but list of Universal Music Group artists under B is BTS South Korea.
Well, oh. Well, well.
Interesting. I know BTS has signed a big hit, I believe, is their label brand.
Also, Butthole Surfers is part of that. So I'm looking for their song.
They haven't been good since 1993.
This could be their comeback. Frankie Goes to Hollywood is on this list. I'm waiting for that comeback. This could be the greatest Pokemon album ever.
But also, remember, like, Universal is like the high level. I'm gesturing with my hand, which you cannot see. Universal's at the top. They have many subdivision labels under them. So the label that BTS is on could be a subdivision of Universal Music Group. That's the group part.
We're honored to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Pokemon and a significant cultural impact this beloved franchise continues to have around the world. Working together, we have developed dynamic year-round programming to involve artists across UMG's labels, because what a better way to create a global celebration than through the power of music. Details about Katy Perry's participation, additional artist surprise, and more about the P25 music will be announced throughout the year. All right, that's it. We're done with the music part.
I still don't get this dress.
25 years of adventure, a journey throughout the Pokemon world. Since the first video games launched in 1996, the franchise has explored a new region in the Pokemon world with each introduction of the core series games. In 2021, the Pokemon Company International will invite fans to relive their journeys through each of these regions in a year-long program, beginning with the most recently discovered region, the Galar region from Pokemon Sword and Shield, and ending with the classic Kanto region from Red and Blue games. Beginning today, fans can visit a new website to serve as a hub for all fan celebration and activities that are announced throughout the year, located at pokemon.com/25, just 25, not the spelled out one. Anniversary partners, celebration programs, and merchandise. Pokemon adventures are always better with friends, so the Pokemon Company International is teaming up with iconic brands to help fans celebrate the journey throughout the year with unique promotions and merchandise. Collaborations in the brand's 25th anniversary includes programs from Build-A-Bear Workshop, General Mills, Levi's.
Hey, that's local.
Yeah.
I wear their clothes.
What, General Mills or Levi's?
Yeah, General Mills clothes.
Isn't General Mills a cereal?
Yeah, have you never wore raw Frosted Flake pants? It's the new thing.
Levi's, McDonald's, and more. Fans can also look forward to more merchandise from licensees, including Jazzwares, Solastic, Mattel, Funko, Power A, and the Wan Company. We do know that the Wan Company is making those $100 fancy Pokeball things.
Oh, yeah.
I Did you mean Scholastic?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I was
pondering that for a long time. I'm like,
stuttered a bit, you know. Jazzwares is what used to be Wicked Cool Toys.
Oh.
Jazzwares bought them out and merged with them. Mattel has made Pokemon stuff before. Scholastic has made Pokemon stuff before. Funko, obviously, Power A makes those Pikachu Switch controllers and stuff. Additional partners and the ways will be celebrated throughout the year. The Pokemon trading card game is a cornerstone of the brand, and fans can look forward to a special 25th anniversary theme collection for the TCG later in 2021. In the meantime, you should actually stock cards. In the meantime, fans will soon be able to collect oversized cards featuring Pikachu and the beloved first partner Pokemon in various regions featured in the franchise-spanning retrospective. Fans can also expect 25th anniversary themed products from the Pokemon Center, the premier destination for official high-quality Pokemon merchandise to the U.S. and Canada. To kick off the celebrations on Pokemon Centers, fans will be able to pre-order the 25th limited edition skateboard by industry craftsman Bear Walker starting on January 19th.
That's the day after this program comes out.
Are we
commentary
getting the
on high quality? No, we're not getting that skateboard. The high quality Pokemon Center merchandise. I bought the two athletic Pikachu tank tops that are available from Pokemon Center. I have worn them both to the gym. Nobody commented on either one, but they were very comfortable.
Ooh, I'm going to buy that.
The dark gray one is much more comfortable.
You think Togepi Lover would like them?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. More if there was Togepi on them, but. How long do you think it's been? How long have we heard since we've heard from Togepi Lover?
Too long. I'm concerned for their health.
More celebrations along the way. The details are just a glimpse of what the world can expect in 2021 with the 25th anniversary activations planned for animation, video games, mobile games, including Go and Masters EX. And more big announcements from the franchise. Fans will have a year full of new journeys ahead. Maybe we'll talk about this next week, but somebody broke their NDA for Pokemon Unite. There's Cinderace in a pirate costume. There's Machamp wearing suspenders. There's that's like surprising for a MOBA, because like in like Dota and like League of Legends, you buy like hats and stuff. Like that's very common in those games.
You buy skins. Yeah, buy articles of clothing. Skins get you wins.
Isn't Dota just hats though? I thought Dota was hats.
Well, I don't know anything about Dota except I have friends that play it. I don't pay that much attention, but I know in League it's all about the skins. Are you sure you're not thinking of Fortnite?
Oh no, Fortnite is for sure skins. I think Dota is hats.
All right, I'm going to search on the internet. Is Dota hats? That is kind of. Yes. Okay. So now this does make sense, because in Dota, you don't have like specific champions that you own. There's a drafting system at the beginning of the competition. So then you might want to put your hat on the particular one that you draft. That makes sense. But wait, no. I've seen skins, because that glowing blue ball, you can skin it as a companion cube from Portal. So
I think you can only see that though.
No, it was on the World Championships.
Oh, because I thought Dota also had voice packs where
Yes. You can change the announcer. You can hear. Yes. I have heard the Rick and Morty voice pack more times than I've ever wanted to in my entire life. But if you watch the whole the documentary about the World Championships, where it was like the one guy was friends with the other guy and they had a team, and then the one guy betrayed his friend and formed a new team but didn't invite his friend, and then his friend created his own team, and then they like recruited all these people who were unknowns, and then came back and won the whole thing, and then like won it for a couple of years. That they had a skin on the little blue glowy ball. So there you go, there's your answer.
I kind of want to get the skateboard. Will,
dude, get in line, because there's going to be a rush on those skateboards. So,
well, the skateboards have all sold out within like an hour of being posted.
Within less than an hour, buddy. Within 5 minutes of being posted.
If I was to get, if I was to get any skateboard, I feel like getting the 25th anniversary skateboard is the one to get.
That would be fantastic, but I don't feel like, I mean, maybe I'll roll the dice. Unfortunately, it's a Tuesday, so that's going to be hard to do. Mm-hmm. But, I will say, when I shipped my Toxtricity board from South Carolina to Minnesota, that when they asked, like, how much do you want to insure this package for? And I looked, I was like, how much is this silly Toxtricity board going for on eBay? It was $350.
Wow.
I buy two skateboards. I flip one of them.
Don't be that dude.
Then the flipping pays for the initial skateboard.
If you do that, I will buy myself a can of lima beans and end it all right here. You will know it's over by me posting that horrible quote, Alolan Vulpix quote picture as our group chat.
I don't think I can budget a 250. I'm assuming it's 250.
Oh, it's got to be,
they're 150.
Right?
Are they 150?
Yeah.
150 is a little easier to swallow than 250.
It's $100 easier to swallow.
It's $100 easier to swallow.
Okay. They also announced new Pokemon Snap. We have a release date sooner than I thought. I honestly thought this was going to be like a June, July, September game. Nothing comes out in August.
No.
But we're getting it in April.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It looks good. It looks really, really good. I have my initial thoughts and impression on YouTube. Normally I stream like announcements like that, but I had Thursday off. So I just recorded a like 8-minute video of my thoughts of seeing the trailer for the first time. That's on youtube.com/pkmncast. But overall, it looks good. I have some ups and downs here, but I guess we'll get through the press release. In new Pokemon Snap, players will take on the role of a buddy Pokemon photographer and work in the Lentil region with expert Professor Mir and his assistant Rita on an ecological survey to photograph Pokemon thriving in nature. In a new trailer today, additional footage and details unveiled for the new Pokemon Snap with the April 30th launch date. New Pokemon Snap presents a fun twist on the Pokemon adventure with enchanting gameplay that lets players see some of their favorite Pokemon in a different light, says Nick Chavez from Nintendo of America, Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Quote, this new game is a fun addition to a strong lineup of Pokemon titles on the Nintendo Switch. We can't wait to see everyone's pictures for the new Pokemon Snap launches on April 30th. Wild Pokemon are all around and have adapted to thrive in the various natural expansions of the Lentil region. And they have maybe seen living in groups, patrolling their territory, wandering serenely on their own, or even playing with other Pokemon species. With a careful eye and a photographer's keen sense of adventure, you'll be able to spot Pokemon lurking in all sorts of places, including secluded hideaways and sometimes swooping down from the sky. Players will be able to interact with Pokemon by throwing Fluff Fruit, a tasty fruit found across the region, to catch their attention or watch them eat. You can even use this fruit to help draw out Pokemon in a variety of situations to see how they react. These opportunities present a special challenge.
And serendipitous?
Serendipitous opportunities. That's a word. Seems like a European word.
Has been for a long time.
I mean, much of English did originate in Europe, so yeah.
These serendipitous opportunities present a special challenge. And catching them on the camera will be a perfect moment that you may gain a higher score. Professor Mir will evaluate scores. Pokemon photography is evaluated based on subjects' poses, how large they appear, how directly they are in the camera, and if they will fall into frame. As players take more photos to fulfill their research, they may see Pokemon look and behave in entirely new ways. Players will have to take many photos to use the highest scores to fill out their photo decks. The untouched depths of the Lentil region may sound daunting at first, but don't worry. Explorers will hop into the Neo-1, an auto-driving vehicle that will steer them across various paths on each island, so they can free up time to focus on snapping the perfect shots. Throughout your missions, you may even get to see Pokemon looking and behaving differently than before. These special moments are memories to savor. So if you're lucky, you'll always have your trusty camera on hand to capture those Pokemon. Some Pokemon and vegetation that players will discover will also have a special glow. These strange occurrences are only found in the Lentil region and are known as the Illumina phenomenon. Jump into the trusty Neo 1 to uncover the mystery behind the Illumina phenomenon. And that's it. That's the press release. Okay, there was a lot there, but I'm assuming you both saw the trailer, and I'm assuming you both have thoughts.
Greg, you can go on this one.
I mean, I'm excited for it. I mean, there was nothing... I don't think they showed anything apart from the giant light-up Meganium that felt a lot different than the regular Snap, like the old-timey Snap, which is fine. I don't think they gave a whole lot away, but I liked everything that I saw. I'm excited for it.
So my only issue with... I can't say my only issue. My... issue with Pokemon Snap is when I played the first one on my Nintendo 64, I was not a kid.
Right.
And I didn't either. It just really did not appeal to me at all. Mm. I got very little pleasure out of it. And so there's like no nostalgia tick for me on this particular game. And then just the gameplay, I'll have to see it to believe it. I'm just, I can't get excited if it's going to be a reflection of what the past Pokemon Snap was.
I think there's a lot of nostalgia around Pokemon Snap. People remember it being like
For other people, yes.
Sure.
I mean, I have nostalgia about it. I mean, I enjoyed the game when I played it, but again, my nostalgia of it, like, I knew it was not, you know, it wasn't like this super great game that I played all the time, but I mean, it was just, at the time, it was another Pokemon product that I wanted to play, and I could see that the game was just a very basic loader. Like, you're going to go along this path and take pictures and then slowly unlock things, and it was a very short game. And I don't really expect much more out of this game.
Right.
Like, it didn't show anything more out of this particular game. It was just like, okay, you're going to be on the exact same track, taking pictures, and you'll have to repeat places because you'll, once again, like the first one, get new items to make them do new things, and you still will never understand what criteria it actually uses to give you a good picture.
Oh, it's just randomized.
I'm sure calculations will be better this time.
The only thing I feel a little uneasy about is it, given how small the first one felt, and
very
that
true.
Felt like it was pushing the price limit, this is $60.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That feels a lot for how limited the very first Pokemon Snap was. So I'm very curious how many Pokemon are in it, how many
only 200.
Areas are in it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a tough sell.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll still buy it. I still think I can get enjoyment out of it. I am really questioning the cost. That's sort of my major, like, is it going to look pretty enough to be worth $60? And I don't have that sense yet. I'm leaning towards no.
So I have a lot of thoughts. They did say on, there's newpokemonsnap.pokemon.com is a website.
Yep.
They do say there are over 200 Pokemon, which means like 207, right?
Yeah.
Like if there was 250 Pokemon, they would say over 250 Pokemon. If there was, even if there was 220, I feel like they would probably say there's over 220 Pokemon, but it's probably like 205, 204 Pokemon. That in itself, yeah, explore beaches, jungles, deserts, and more as you photograph over 200 Pokemon and investigate the mysterious Illumina phenomenon in the new Pokemon Snap. I think that number is low.
Yep.
The first game had 63 Pokemon. It was supposed to have 64 Pokemon. The Pokemon that was cut last minute was Ekans, because I can't remember exactly why it was cut, but it was supposed to be Nintendo 64. If you are too young to remember Nintendo 64 games, every game had this ongoing thing of, like, we have to have a 64 reference somewhere in our game. For a Pokemon Snap, it was like, well, it's 64 Pokemon that move in around the environment, but they had to cut Ekans last minute, so it was only 63 Pokemon, which at the time, that's like over one third of the Pokedex. And in this case, I guess it's like one fourth of the Pokedex.
Yeah.
Just about.
But 200 Pokemon is a good amount. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Going with what I agree with Greg about is a $60 game.
For 200 Pokemon. This is like the theme of Pokemon now. It's just like, how many Pokemon can we cut out and still sell them a game? can we get them to pay $60 for a 5 Pokemon game? Let's see if we can do it. Those suckers will buy anything. Quit now, frauds.
Yeah, quit now, frauds.
Like, I think we argued about this a year ago. I think Will didn't believe this was going to be a $60 game, and I pretty much said on this podcast, the Pokemon tax will make it a $60 game, because they
that
can get away with it.
100% sounds like me.
Yeah, it sounds like
yes.
So
I was like, do you remember original Pokemon Snap? That wasn't a $60 game.
I think original Pokemon Snap was the full price of a Nintendo 64 game, which was
yes, absolutely
$49. I think it. Right, $50 was Nintendo 64 games
around that. Very expensive.
Okay, so this is my
sounds like more than I think they were.
Were they 40 or were they 50?
I want to say they were 40.
They might have been 40. Yeah, you're right, Greg. They might have been 40 because I think GameCube was when they bumped it to 50.
Yeah.
And then Wii, they kept it at 50, and then Switch, they jumped it to 60. Because they made a big deal about that.
Yep.
Again, maybe some adults don't remember their Pokemon Snap days as well as I do. I've played Pokemon Snap probably once a year, and I think that game does, out of all the Nintendo 64 games, I do think Pokemon Snap holds up. I want to be very clear that I like Pokemon Snap.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is an enjoyable afternoon once a year to sit down with a friend or a nephew or your significant other and to play Pokemon Snap together. I think for what that game is, it captures that. But beyond that, I don't think Pokemon Snap was the game that was worth the full price back then. And I think they knew that. And the reason they knew that is because they specifically partnered with Blockbuster. They put mm-hmm. the kiosk in the store because they knew that people would rent this game.
Yep.
And that this game was perfect for rentals because when you owned it, you realized all the flaws.
Yeah, absolutely.
And no lie, I actually rented this game from a video store, not Blockbuster, but I did. I do it as a rental. I think I returned it 2 days later.
I'm pretty sure I bought it. I probably still have it somewhere in this house.
And so my worry all this time with Pokemon Snap was they knew back then that this game would be an amazing rental game. And for mm-hmm. and it was. It was a
it was
the thing that like if my parents were like we got to go to the grocery store and I'm like, "Ugh. But we're going to probably stop at Blockbuster." I was like, "Oh gosh, please take me. I will suffer through 2 hours of grocery shopping to get like 5 minutes of playing the Pokemon Snap kiosk and maybe convincing you to spend the $5 so we can rent this for 48 hours. It was the perfect rental game because it wasn't, in my opinion, a game that should have been full price.
Correct.
Compared to other games. So now you have a new Pokemon Snap at full price, which is, I guess, 3 times the amount of content, but 64, like, once you played through, if you own Pokemon Snap, you were probably one of those players that could beat the entire game start to finish in, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And so if this ends up being 6 to 8 hours, maybe, I guess. And I'm not the type of person that's like, I need X amount of time from a video game to make it worth it. Like, I played Gone Home. That's like an hour-long game. It's like $20. Loved it. Played Firewatch. That's like a 4-hour game. $20. Loved it. You know, Uncharted 1, you get through that story like 12 hours, $60. Loved it. So I don't have a problem paying $60 for a short experience, if that experience is good. Pokemon right. Snap looks good, but let's not kid ourselves that the original game, they knew that it was short, and it existed in a time where renting was a thing to do, and it was yep. a perfect rental game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which what is my worry here.
There is a very unique and special shiny Pokemon that can only be obtained by completing your Pokemon's photo decks.
I mean,
is that worth a $60? What if it is another opportunity to get a shiny Mew?
I mean, maybe.
That knows a special move.
Maybe.
Or has a special hidden ability. Hidden ability, shiny Mew.
If you're, if well, mythical Pokemon don't have hidden abilities.
Yet. They yeah. will now.
They will now.
I don't think they need to attach a Pokemon to this like they did Ranger or Colosseum because they have nostalgia working for them.
This is 25th anniversary. All bets are off the table. It's time to go wild.
They probably would have already said. There are a few people that are like, ever since this game got announced, there are a few people being like, I hope there are shiny Pokemon in it. It doesn't matter. The amount of people that would weigh $60 on whether this game has shinies or not, like that is such a significantly small portion of the audience. And I even think if you already thought $60 was too much and they were like, well, you can maybe see a shiny Pokemon, I still maybe don't think you pull the trigger. There's probably one person listening being like, I'm only buying this game if they have shiny Pokemon.
Yeah.
But for like the general audience, like Ma or Dad walking into the store, the main reason they're buying it is because it says Pokemon. And if you're an adult, like the three of us are, you're either buying it or not, whether or not they have shiny Pokemon. I think shiny Pokemon would be okay. I think it would add value to the game.
You just see the shiny Pokemon. You don't get to catch them. They don't go into your Pokemon home.
Sure, sure. But it still adds some replay value. But I think that's what the Illuminati thing is.
Oh, the Illuminati's got Pokemon. A whole other bent on Pokemon
not,
25.
This
Let's just not get me started on that because we don't got 6 hours to talk about how the Illuminati have infiltrated the Pokemon universe.
I'm way more into this game now that there are Illuminati in it.
It says Lentil Pokemon and their habits to uncover the truth about the Illumina phenomenon. So I think that like that is the special thing you're looking for. You probably want to I don't think I could be wrong. But I don't think every time you go through the forest level, you're going to see a shining, glowing Meganium. I think that is probably a rare occurrence, and that is the reason you would replay through those levels.
Oh, yeah.
So, do they need Illuminami?
Illumina.
Do they need Illumina, and do they need Shiny? Probably not. Because they're probably doing the same thing, which is I have a chance to get a quote-unquote rarer picture going through. I don't know if 300 Pokemon, like if they said 300 Pokemon, I think I would feel better about the $60. If they said 400 Pokemon, I think I'd feel really good.
Yeah.
If they said 810 Pokemon, I'd feel great.
There would be no way.
I mean,
I just can't help. It's just so hard for me. I'm excited for this game. I'm going to play it on day one. I'll spend the $60. That's not a problem. I just can't help think, how does this game exist in 2021 and not disappoint people when the original game existed in a very specific time zone?
I mean, there's a few things. Like, they're definitely relying on nostalgia zone. Like, they're definitely relying on people being like, I love this game because it's the game that I wanted back then because it looks so much prettier. It's coming at a time, quite frankly, when a nice, relaxing game sounds really good. Like, I think it's approaching that sort of Animal Crossing, just a day-to-day thing. The thing is, the initial buy-in is there because people are looking at it without thinking, am I going to get a lot out of this game? Like, you could play Animal Crossing. People are still playing Animal Crossing today.
Which also cost $60.
Which also
FYI.
Cost $60.
I think Animal Crossing is worth the $60.
Oh, it definitely is.
I think compared, if you do a comparison and say, like, baseline Pokemon's new Pokemon Snap is a $60 game, that would mean that Animal Crossing is actually a $240 game because it gives you a reason to return every day, every right. month. It is constantly evolving. It's engaging. It's changing. It's like look at the huge difference. Like, you can change your world in Animal Crossing. In Pokemon Snap, you can't change anything. Right. You just walk through and take photos. I hate taking photos. I don't.
It does look like there's a couple things. It does look like there's a day and night cycle.
Yeah.
We don't Ooh. Know if that's real time. But
they couldn't even do that in the regular Pokemon game, so I'm impressed.
Okay, Sword and Shield has a day and night cycle. So I get carried away here.
When you're done with the game.
When you're done with the game, it doesn't lock. It does look like the Photodex. Sorry, I almost said Pokedex. The Photodex can tell the difference between genders. So you might, we don't know yet, but you might be able to take a picture of a male Apom and be like, I haven't found the female Apom yet.
So, wait, so is that what they mean by more than 200 Pokemon? Is it's actually 200 Pokemon and then variant gender?
I mean, they did show Hippowdon. Maybe the second time you go through the desert area, you see a male one instead of a female one.
Hmm. The thing is like, here's where I'm at. If it was a $30 game, it would be an absolute home run at, like, no questions buying it, playing the heck out of it. As we get further away from that point, I feel less likely that I'm going to actually buy this game. Like, almost every Pokemon game for me is I pretty much just buy it, period. And I'm getting to the point where I have a lot of things competing for my time.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And something that promises the same level and potentially the same shortness of gameplay that the first one did is not my go-to. Like, I will most likely watch people play it and think, if you're streaming it, will I get as much enjoyment out of watching you stream it as me playing it?
I need somebody to travel back in time 25 years and ask them to just, like, shift it 1 year forward or 1 year back, and let's not have this in the same year that a new Monster Hunter game is coming out on Switch, please.
I think this is going to be a game where people love it for a week, maybe a month, and then they're done with it.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And I think 100%. That's fine. My worry is just that there is not enough there, and maybe if they have like online leaderboards where you can see...
No, there will be no online
There won't be any online leaderboards, but it would, like they did say here on the website, there will be a way to share your photos.
Yeah, you upload it to Twitter.
You hit, like no, everything yeah, you, else you hit can. The little photo button on your Switch controller. Exactly, yes. Look, this game will be worth $60 to me if there's a level where there's a pyramid with a glowing eye at the top of it, and if you can whisper George Washington was replaced by a doppelganger and it opens up like a whole new reality, then yes, the Illuminati have won and I'm in.
I just hope that there's something a little bit more, and I think there will be. There's usually in Pokemon games, there's always one or two things they like hold back. It looks great. I think it will be fun, but $60, 200 Pokemon, and really, really banking on nostalgia is worrisome. Not a deal breaker, just worrisome. And I saw a couple people being like, again, this is just an expectation thing. We've had this with Sword and Shield. We have this with other Pokemon games, but people are like, well, they could just do DLC.
They could.
They could? What if they just made a good game to begin with? Like, yeah, they could do DLC, but who's to say you're even going to enjoy what they put out initially? I can't even think about DLC for a game that isn't even out that I haven't even played. It's just, why are we thinking so far ahead? It's just the same frustration I get when, and I've told this story before, but the day Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee came out, we're playing it on Twitch, twitch.tv/PKMNcast. We're having a good time. We're catching the Weedles, we're battling the Brocks, we're going through Mount Moon, and the not even exaggerating, the day Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee came out, over a dozen people came into my Twitch chat and said, when do you think the next Pokemon game is coming out? Buddy, I'm playing it right now. It came out 6 hours ago.
It wasn't enough. It wasn't. It was Diet Coke. It wasn't.
People just get so ahead of themselves with everything in life, but specifically with like Pokemon and video games. It's like, what if there's DLC for Pokemon Snap? Yeah, maybe. What if Pokemon Snap? What if we just wait to see if Pokemon Snap's a good game first? Because if you don't like it, your DLC argument's going out the window.
What if there's DLC for Mario Kart and all my friends have already stopped playing?
It looks really good. I believe the people making Pokemon Snap were the same people who made Pokken Tournament, right? I believe that is the case.
Then the art will be good. There you go.
Developed by Bandai Namco. Yeah, which is the same as Pokken Tournament.
Ooh. They make Katamari Damacy.
Maybe there's an unlock version where
you can cross it over.
Heck yeah. You can roll up all the Pokemon.
This will be featured on my podcast.
Sweet.
They did say over 200 Pokemon, and in the on the website, they show three different Vivian forms, Will?
Yeah.
Of all the people who have and have not collected multiple Vivian forms, I am on the I have not collected anything more than what was handed to me.
So are they counting like the 18 forms of Vivian of the 200?
Oh,
yeah.
Probably.
Get a little worried.
Yeah, I am 50-50 on the fence whether I'm buying the game. I'm excited for it in that I really want to watch people play it. And if it looks really good, then I might want to play it myself. Because I actually think this is good content to watch.
It was good content on the Nintendo 64 to watch. But that was before Twitch. That was when you go to Blockbuster, you rent the game for $5, you go through the beach level, it takes you, what, like 5 minutes to go through it, maybe 4 minutes, and then you get your pictures, and then you hand the controller to your somebody else in the house, they do the same level, they get two pictures better than you, and you now have the option of, like, do I want to go back through beach because I want my photos to win, or do I want to go to cave? Like, that's how you played Pokemon Snap.
Yeah.
And that's how you got the longevity out of it for the 48 hours you rented it before you sent it back to Blockbuster. And then when you rented it from Blockbuster 2 weeks later, you're like, well, it's been 2 weeks. I guess I start off with beach. and then I go to cave. And then I go to river. And then I go to, what was the valley? I think was the
valley,
next
Valley, was it?
Valley.
Maybe.
I think at the end of the day, I will get my $60 out of it. I'll play it for a week. It'll be good. And then it will probably end up with Pokemon Quest, which was I played it for a week. I absolutely adored it for the week, but I haven't played Quest since.
Man, I could never defeat the final boss in that game.
I didn't get very far in Quest. But also, Quest was a much cheaper game.
Yeah, it was free. And if you really liked it, you could give it $20.
Yep. I sort of feel like maybe that's the route they should have taken with this. I mean, maybe they'll put out a demo and I'll play the demo and see if I like it.
Yeah, we can't tell until we touch it.
Yeah. I don't right? It looks pretty. I disagree with a bunch of people who are saying that it doesn't. I just don't, having played the other game, I don't know that there's
the same people complaining about the graphics are probably the same people playing Minecraft. What do they care about graphics? They're building 8-bit blocks with
Nobody plays Minecraft anymore. We play Roblox now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. True.
Get with the times, dude.
True. I mean, the 25th anniversary image is amazing.
Yeah, it's good.
I really like that. I like the fact that they pulled the one thing that was introduced, whether you liked it or not, in each. Porygonova is there in their musical outfits. Just sitting out there, the thing that nobody
Hey,
liked.
I enjoyed putting little clothing
I
outfits on my Pokemon.
I mean, musical made sense for it being New York, but Oshawott's not so happy with that topic.
Oshawott's not happy with anything.
I know. Oshawott's just...
All right, we're going a little long today, so we're going to jump to Pokemon of the Week.
Road.
Oh, good gracious. Do I even have the software open to run Pokemon of the Week? I do, but I didn't. Oh, dagnabbit. All right, last week's Pokemon. Number one, people complain about my accent, which I really have little control over.
People don't complain about it.
Just, no, I literally got a complaint from someone. Related to the one reference was the Pokemon that's related to Unova's throw. Who would that be, Greg?
Sock.
Sock. That's right. And then I made a reference to when I did the whole thing about, dagnabbit, Vullaby evolves into where my brain is lost. Vullaby into Mandibuzz. And I had the whole reference to the word. What is the word?
Mandible? Buzzard? No.
Buzzard hawk. Buzzard is used to refer to vultures in this country and hawks. Yes. Sawk, hawk. Sawk is a fighting type. Hawk is a type of bird. And then I also brought up the wrestling team, Enzo Amore and Big Cass, because they're known for saying soft, S-A-W-F-T. Now, here we go. Fighting type, a hawk, and wrestling. What Pokemon does that make you think of?
It's
Noctowl.
Oh, what a clever little Noctowl. It's Hawlucha.
Hawlucha, that's right. And I don't want to name names, but somebody in my Twitter DM said, I can't think of a hawk Pokemon. And I'm like, are you serious?
I hope it's not the person whose favorite Pokemon is Hawlucha.
When I was...
No, but it's somebody who's a big fan of wrestling.
When I was doing Players Cup 3, there was a team I fought that had a Zatu.
Oh, right. I saw that one.
And I was so worried because I didn't know what Zatu did. I mean, they had a pretty standard team. Like, they had, like, Pokemon I recognized. And I was like, okay, this Pokemon does this. This Pokemon does this. This Pokemon does this. And then they just had a Zatu. And I was like,
I mean, it really wrecks fighting types.
I was like, do I attack the Zatu first? Do I leave? I don't know what the Zatu does. But the Zatu didn't get to do anything, unfortunately. I think I faked out the Zatu, and then I attacked its partner, and then I attacked the Zatu next. But that's the thing with competitive. Sometimes you're just like, oh, I've never fought a Zatu. I don't even know its moveset.
I mean, I'm sure it sets up Tailwind if Zatu has Tailwind.
Yeah, I don't know if Zatu learns Tailwind.
You mean you never did find out what it was supposed to do?
Yeah, I never found out what it was supposed to do. It's like those rogue decks in TCG Will where they pull out a card and you're like, can I read that? Because
no one's ever actually played that card against me.
So can I please read what that card does?
Zatu does learn Tailwind.
I feel like we've had Hawlucha be Pokemon of the Week.
Yes, I'm running out of ideas, folks.
Maybe next week can be Zatu.
No, I've already written next week's, and it is definitely not Zatu. Unfortunately, it's Noctowl.
What a clever little Noctowl.
All right, shuffle icon, Greg, and then let's move forward.
Shuffle icon for Hawlucha. If I remember correctly, let me get back to the page.
It's good.
I mean, I think it's one of the ones that's really good.
It even had a shiny shuffle icon.
It's hard to do a bad Hawlucha. That is like a general. It's missing one thing, but generally, otherwise, it's a pretty good Pokemon all around.
Yeah, I mean, apart from the fact that it always looks mad, I like both. I like the lighter color of the shuffle over the Trozzi. The Trozzi one's sort of more flat. So I like the fact that the shuffle also has a shiny. Like, it's a good shuffle icon. It's also a good shiny. It is a good shiny. It's a vibrant change, and I'm into that.
All right. This week's Pokemon of the Week. I thought I was going easy on folks. I don't know. Maybe I'm have gone easy. Maybe this is going to be a tough one. I don't live in your head. I can't tell you how you're going to respond to this. Here we go. Think back to Kanto. One Pokemon evolution line matches what happens in the real world. One does not. One Pokemon evolution line changes type combination for its final evolution. One stays the same throughout. One of these got a Gigantamax form. One of them got a Mega Evolution. One of these is a version exclusive, and that is the one we will think about today. Which Pokemon has 14 feet, a party hat, and a clown nose, and also shows up in Pokemon Go way too much? There you go.
All right, there's a lot this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Thanks for making it to the end. We can proudly announce that the Pokemon of 2021...
I was going to say, I was getting real mad.
And how we got to that is on YouTube now. YouTube.com/PKMNcast. But we did it. We spent like 90 minutes debating over Pokemon. We cut that down to 40 minutes for the YouTube version. But your 2021 Pokemon of the year is... Cryogonal.
Cryogonal?
Cryogonal!
Cryogonal. Yeah, see how no one's happy, so that means we made the right choice.
I like Cryogonal quite a bit. It's one of my... It's up there in my faves.
Good, it's a good one.
A good Unova standard bearer
It's the year of the Bryson Man. Everybody give up your careers and go to movie acting. That's what it is. It's you. Giving up a useful career to become a TikTok artist. You should be happy.
That is it, right?
You should be happy. We are in the gig economy
of... yes. You have to sell yourself on TikTok. Mm-hmm. That is how the only way left of making money in this country.
Maybe by the end of 2021, I'll be able to say it correctly.
No.
Probably not.
Doubtful.
No. Nope.
I mean, try Mercatus again.
YouTube.com/PKMNcast, Twitch.com/PKMNcast, TikTok.com/PKMNcast, Instagram, PKMNcast. You get the point. Twitter as well. Reddit.com/SuperEffective.
You get it until you get to Reddit, because Reddit, like everything else,
we do garbage. Have reddit.com/pkmncast. It just redirects to Super Effective, so not the worst. I had to cover our bases. Anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting on Patreon. If you do support on Patreon, we've been running a couple extra Patreon. Normally, I only run one Patreon ad a month, but we've been running a couple extra just because beginning of the year, good time to get in. Really good opportunity to do a year-long subscription because it's only like $20. Instead of like the $2 a month, save a couple bucks. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week, of course. Greg is at White Wing on Twitter. Will is at Wash in the Sink. I am at Dragging a Lake. Otherwise, this has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
Super Effective.
Super 25th Anniversary Countdown. Could also be Super Snap, but I'm not sold on Snap being the ending because I don't know that's going to be a very good game.
Yeah, no.
This podcast is supported by our Patreon backers. If you would like to support on Patreon, you can head over to ise.cash to support us. A shout out to our producers of this episode, starting with Catherine, Courtney, Kay, Matthew, Jetsy, Patrick, Bovine, Casey, Brady, Steph, Brian, Steven, and Kevin, and our executive producers of Spencer and Anthony. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making it to the end. And have a great rest of your week.